Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
So as we get you ready for the draft, we started talking about this at the beginning of the show. How do you think a Greg Newsome trade before the draft? Because we played the Solomon Wilcott stuff in the 5 at 5 where he said he's hearing that, you know, there's a price out there for Greg Newsome, and the Browns could be picking up another second-round pick. Let's say tonight it was announced. I think the most likely scenario is you get through the first round, somebody missed their cornerback, and maybe it's in the top 10 to 12 to maybe 15 picks, and they go, we'll give you pick 40, we'll give you pick 35 for Greg Newsome. I think that's the most likely thing if a Greg Newsome trade's going to happen.
Pick 35.
Yeah, well, I don't mean pick 35. I meant like in between nights one and night two.
I mean, that would intrigue me more.
Well, but let's say it happened tonight. Would that change your viewing habits for tomorrow? Even though, the Browns wouldn't have a top 32 pick, but like 35, that's Arizona's pick. They could still trade down out of four. They have a buttload of picks in the first place. If you were to trade before, if they were to make the trade before tomorrow night and you get pick 35, you would be in shouting distance for the end of the first round. So you can't tell me that all of a sudden we wouldn't go from, I'm going to give 50% of my attention to the Cavs and Magic and 50% of my attention to the draft, to it being 80%. And that's not about the Cavs. It's about, I think most people in town are just ready for this first round series to be over.
Yeah, I think we all are. That's where I'm at with it.
Are you bored with the series?
Not bored with the series.
No.
How can you be bored of losing?
Winning
when you've been losing.
I got you.
You know what I'm saying?
I think there are a fair amount of people who are. And here's the thing. I don't think it's specifically on people who have been hard on the Cavs or people who have been soft on the Cavs. I think there are people who have been soft on the Cavs that say, see, I'm right. The Magic are no challenge for them. Let's just get to the Boston series. And then I think there are people who want to see the Cavs seriously tested, and it just hasn't happened yet. I think the adversity the Cavs faced in this series has been self-imposed. You kind of disappeared at the beginning of the third quarter in game one. Game two, late in that game, the ball just stopped. Did the Magic make adjustments? Sure. Did you just stop making good decisions and turn over the ball with 12 minutes to go in the game? Yes, that also happened. So I think there are people, I'm not saying people are tuning out the Cavs. That's not what I'm trying to say. But I think now that we're through two games, I don't think we're going to be watching game three as intently as we did the first two games. Because I don't respect the Magic. Like, if the Cavs blow game three, I'm going to say, damn you, why did you lose to that team? You should have put them away. My expectation now is, at the very least, a gentleman's sweep. If not, don't play with your food. get through these chumps as quick as humanly possible. And I'm the guy still doubting the Cavs' consistency from night to night. So if you have no doubts about the Cavs and you don't respect the Magic, you can't tell me that you're as ingrained in this series as if this was Philadelphia in New York, where Philadelphia has a realistic case that they could be up 2-0 if the ball bounces one way or another in those first two games.
Yeah, that series is interesting because you're right. That thing could feel totally different, whereas it feels like now the Knicks have pretty much got that thing wrapped up. Certainly, if they go back to Philly and win one of those things, it's going to be a gentleman's sweep.
Well, and I think what I will say, I like competitive series. I know we all it was always a little troublesome to like have to go through the first two rounds when LeBron was here, knowing that, you know, that young that team with Boston with Isaiah Thomas and Jay Crowder before they drafted Jalen and Jason, you knew that the Cavs were going to make short work of there. Their only concern was injuries. And I think in a weird way, I think that's where we are with this. It doesn't mean you're not happy that they're winning. That's not what I'm trying to suggest. But I do think there's a part of this that's like, because here's the thing. This series is boring to people that aren't Cavs or Magic fan. So it's leaving open the door, Dustin, for the conversations that we're not ready to have and are a little bit onerous to have in the middle of the playoffs. Like, what other team in the top six or top eight in the NBA, that's left in the playoffs, are we talking about, are they going to trade one of their best players? Like, LeBron has an out this summer. Yeah. LeBron can leave. They're down 2-0. They just lost a ridiculous way to lose, blowing a 20-point lead. And I don't hear Stephen A. Smith talking about get LeBron out of L.A. And yet, the Cavs are up 2-0. Donovan had a 30-point game in Game 1, and the Cavs were rolling so much in Game 2, they didn't really need anything from him until like 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. And I got schlub after schlub talking about Donovan Mitchell and the pressure on the Cavs in this series. Like, in the last 24 hours, Mark Stein has reported there's growing belief in the Cavs, or that the Cavs will be forced to trade Donovan if an extension can't be reached. The Cavs are up 2-0. Like, yeah, I'm not, like, I would like to see a little bit, I'd love a more competitive series. Like, that's the theater of the NBA playoffs that we're kind of missing out on right now. The Cavs are up 2-0. And Mark Stein is talking about this crap. Donovan's future, it's the only thing they're talking about outside of here. The only thing anybody outside of Cleveland or Orlando is talking about in this series is, hey, that series is boring and the Magic offense sucks. When is the Donovan trade going to happen?
Dude, you know it's a boring series to the national folks when, you know, we're on NBA TV. And by the way, some of the fans can't watch that, right? Or was that the other night? NBA TV as well?
Yeah, I think it's going to affect this game, too.
And then Saturday, you're 1 o'clock again.
Yep.
The series is getting buried.
It is getting buried. And the problem is, the only thing interesting people can find about is this trade. Like, dude, am I watching everything knowing that the stakes of these playoffs, what's on the line for the Cavs is probably Donovan Mitchell? Yeah. To me, it's like you don't even have to think about it. It just is the cost. If this ends up being a series, or God forbid somehow you were to lose this series, that's the cost, is Donovan's future. If you sweep Orlando, but you get boat raced by Boston, that's the cost, is Donovan's future. Honestly, if you do anything other than beat Boston, it's going to remain open that Donovan has this decision to make. But that being the number one story, like, I'm not thinking about it actively. I know it's there passively. But like Zach Buckley of the Bleacher Report, I don't know why I added the there. He was like, hey, got a Memphis trade for Donovan Mitchell. It's like, what are we doing? Like, how much more disrespectful can you be? Because here's the thing. Your quarrel with this series has nothing to do with the Cavaliers. It's not. The reason why this series is a snooze fest is Orlando's offense is Paleozoic, and they don't have a player right now that can take over the series. And yet, it feels as if the conversation is, we're going to take it out on Cleveland. Oh, well, hey, look, we got to talk about Donovan's future. Like, then just don't talk about us. Don't say a damn. If you can't have a conversation on the Cavs Magic series without bringing Brown to, hey, you think I trade Donovan Mitchell? How's that going to work? Or some report that is anything other than the same 2 years of swill they've been throwing at you. Because that's what annoys me about this. Why now? Because what it is I do think there's a coordinated effort to get Donovan Mitchell out of Cleveland.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
And it's all these schmoes who their credibility rests on Donovan Mitchell not staying in Cleveland. It's everybody who for 2 years has ranted and raved about he doesn't want to be there, he wants to be a Knick. Hey, Jack, they got some guy named Jalen Brunson. Stephen A. Smith the other day on national television saying, oh, I just want Donovan Mitchell in New York. Hey, dude, you've got one. You've got Jalen Brunson. Get your hand off mine. He ain't going to New York. And if he does, he's going to Brooklyn. It is ridiculous to me that all this is, all the Cavs are, and here's the thing, there's nothing they can do in this series. Donovan could drop 60 a game, they could sweep these scrub-ass Magic teams, and all they're going to say is, man, wouldn't that look great in Houston? What, man, can you imagine if Donovan was a Knick and he dropped 60 in a clinching game?
Bing bong.
Like, good God, man. Am I the only person, because I heard Terry Pluto today with the Morning Boys say he doesn't care about what the national media say. The problem is that the national media is more indicative of how people think of this organization than anything else. To throw away and say, well, the national media doesn't matter. Well, yeah, the narrative about the team does. Because Donovan Mitchell, you cannot convince me Donovan doesn't care about the narrative about himself. And you cannot convince me that Donovan's not looking around and going like, where's the media? Where's the coverage? Why is anybody only talking about me leaving here or being traded? You can't tell me that doesn't have a player, doesn't have an impact on a player who honestly understands he is massively underrated by the NBA because of his lack of playoff success on teams that he's played on. Dude scoring 28, 29 points per game in the playoffs in his career, that's not what people are talking about. It's all about, well, where's he going? Like, it's just killing me.
Would you feel better if Donovan put it to rest? I mean, he's not going to, but...
I wouldn't want to put him in that situation. Because then it's only going to stoke the conversation.
Yeah, and we don't need a distraction right now.
Well, but there's nothing the Cavs can do. There's nothing Donovan can do. It's just going to be the same chodes talking about this until the Cavs beat Boston. Cavs beat Boston, you won't hear a single damn thing about Donovan Mitchell until the Cavs are either eliminated in the playoffs, till they win an NBA title, or until Donovan makes his decision, or until it's the offseason. That's the only thing. Because they're damn sure not going to give any credit towards beating Orlando. But please, Mark Stein, please regurgitate the same 15th take that you've had about Donovan Mitchell's future in Cleveland.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.